The price of Brent crude oil jumped this week as Saudi Arabia began airstrikes in Yemen. Yesterday saw the biggest spike in oil prices since February. The growing conflict in Yemen between the government and rebels has stoked fears of further instability in the oil market. And joining us to talk about that is Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Mike, Yemen is not even a big oil producer. Why is this impacting the market so much?
Well, whenever there is violence like this flaring up in the Middle East, the obvious concern is that it could escalate very quickly. And as part of the fighting, either production of oil or shipping routes could be disrupted. And in this case, Yemen lies along the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which is the fourth busiest oil and shipping bottleneck in the world. So the concern would be that if these rebels could actually somehow disrupt that strait, the supplies from Saudi Arabia could potentially be disrupted.
But even if they did, fundamentally, we still have the same situation, which is there's a glut of oil on the market because places like the United States are flooding it with so much oil and natural gas. Why would this have such an impact given that?
Well, you know, it looks today, you know, oil's back down today, so it looks like it probably was a little bit of an overreaction. That said, with oil as low as it is, under $50 a barrel, under $60 a barrel for Brent crude, obviously there are it's not necessarily just a supply and demand dynamic. There are obviously speculators in the market who can sort of exaggerate moves to the upside or the downside. So in this case, you know, with oil under 50 bucks in the U.S., it's likely that, you know, people are looking for any reason to sort of jump back in and bid the price back up. And that could have been part of what's going on here.
Meanwhile, some of the other big oil producing countries, Iran and Russia, have called on Saudi Arabia to stop the airstrikes in Yemen. Iran, as we know, is backing the Houthi rebels there in Yemen. What kind of risk is there for a bigger geopolitical flare-up that would have a bigger impact on the oil markets?
Well, obviously, the main concern would be continued exaggerated tensions between the Sunni and Shia factions of Islam in the Middle East. You know, the Saudi Arabians are Sunnis. Iran is Shia.
Right.
And the rebels are Shias. So, you know, obviously that's, you know, a conflict that's been raging for years. And the concern, the main sort of immediate concern is we quoted a consulting firm called Stratfor that said, you know, the one thing they would worry about is rebels from Yemen could carry out sort of cross-border attacks into Saudi Arabia and possibly seize the long-range ballistic missiles from Yemen's army. And that's sort of the main immediate concern with this.
Now, there have been many, many months now of very, very low oil prices, at least historically, and gas prices people have been noticing. Is that likely to continue for a while? Is that what people are expecting?
You know, we do a tally of professional forecasters who try to estimate where they predict oil will average for each quarter. What they're predicting right now is sort of a slow but steady increase, but nothing that would get it back to the levels above $100 a barrel last year. The average forecast right now is for less than 58 by the end of this year for West Texas oil and about $60.30 for the end of next year. That said, it's a very hard thing to predict. The estimates at the beginning of last year ended up being way off, so it's really anybody's guess.
Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Sounds like we'll have some low gas prices for a while. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.